Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. In the studio this morning is Lori Spain. She is the Director of Compassion Ministries at the Hope Center in Marysville. Now, you might be saying, well, I don't live in Marysville or Union County, but that's okay, because this is important information for everyone, as I know you guys service everywhere. So good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about how you shifted during the shutdown and the pandemic, because you usually have meals during the day and things like that. So how was it?
Right. Normally we're seeing people in and out for our on-site ministries, meals, clothing, personal needs pantry, and all of that. We had to work remotely and curbside pickup. So we're serving meals now, and did serve meals during the shutdown, curbside, so people could come and grab and go meals. And we're still grab and go meals Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 6 o'clock. You can stop by and pick up a hot meal.
Every day, 4:30 to 6?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right, because it used to have lunch hours and things like that.
Right, right.
People should know that.
So now it's just dinner, and it's a hot meal. It's usually one entree, two sides, and a dessert. And then we've had extra produce and sometimes some dairy products and bread that we'll put out. And so you can take some grocery items away with you.
Okay, so how are you doing operations now? So tell me where you stand right now.
Okay, so right now, today, EAP is open. So the Emergency Assistance Program is operational and running. Our hours are 11 to 6 for the Hope Center. So if you have any questions, if you have donations of clothing or personal needs supplies, you can drop those off between 11 and 6.
At the receptionist?
At the receptionist. Everybody that comes into the building, we do take their temperature. Of course, we have the hand sanitizer and ask you a few questions that everybody's asking now, and then you can gain access into the building. But we are taking the prescribed safety precautions from the county health department.
And so if people are still having emergencies that they need help with and they need to be resourced out, you can still do that.
We can still do that. We're meeting with our guests for emergencies on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. We have emergency assistant appointments available. All you need to do is call the Hope Center. You leave your name and your phone number. We'll give you a call back, and we'll schedule an appointment for you to come in. If it's a hair on fire emergency and you need help now, we are also doing EAP over the phone. So if you need a resource right now, or you need something into your hands, please give us a call and we'll give you a call back and take care of that.
So are you guys doing food distribution as well, or is it just the stuff that's remaining from what you have taken in?
We're doing food distribution. So, of course, we have our mobile markets that go on the first Wednesday of the month. We've had some extra food distributions. We also have emergency boxes of food that we have made up and ready for individuals and families that need food. You can drop by the Hope Center anytime between 11 and 6 and pick up a food box. Monday through Friday.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And are you taking donations for those, or do you get those from the food banks?
We do receive food from the food banks, but that's limited. You never know what you're going to receive. So donations from the community, they've been vital, and they've really been our lifeblood. So we have churches that have been dropping off donations. They've been doing food drives for us all through since March, and that's been a lifesaver. Everything that comes in goes out.
And I know you guys probably keep all this up to date on your Facebook page, I'm sure.
We do, yes. So for any information, you can go to our Facebook page. I do have a compassion group page. Okay. So if you want to join the compassion group page, that gives you a little bit more detail about the ministries, the distributions, how you can donate, the needs.
Okay. And you can just look for Hope Center in Marysville to get that information.
Right. Hope Center, Ohio.
All right. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about how you guys can get involved. Stick around for more of the Community Spotlight. We're doing our Community Spotlight. Lori Spain from The Hope Center is here. She does the Compassion Ministries. You're the director of Compassion Ministries, so you handle all of the Compassion Ministries.
Right.
And so what falls under Compassion Ministries?
Okay, so food. So the community markets, the community kitchen, the clothing ministry, the furniture bank, the legal clinic, anything that has to do with meeting needs, basically, would fall under compassion. So personal needs, transportation, housing,
okay,
rental assistance.
I was going to ask you about that because I hear that that's a big thing in Union County, especially, is rental assistance.
It is. And I think with the with COVID-19, of course, with people being on furlough and having that gap in between income, it's been a struggle. Mm. And so I do want people to know that if you're struggling with making your mortgage, if you're struggling with rent, there is assistance available. So contact us at the Hope Center through the Emergency Assistance Program, okay, and we can see what we can do.
All right.
Okay.
How can everyone get involved in the ministry that you're doing there at the Hope Center?
We have so many opportunities now for people to pitch in and get involved. We have our summer programming coming up for children. We have a great opportunity for children of all ages, young, all through the teens. We want to set up scholarship programs for them for driver's ed, for dance, for art classes, for culinary. We have a lot of resources available. If you are interested in teaching any of those, if you know kids, we need people to volunteer kids to be a part of this. We need to connect our kids. We haven't had the schools to be able to go through and promote the opportunities. And so we really need the churches, the community, the neighborhoods to step up and let kids know that there is summer programming happening at the Hope Center, and they can participate in these activities and learn something new. You can learn swimming. You can learn cooking. You can learn art. It's just really, really rich. We've never had such a variety of resources in the summer for children as we have now.
All right. Is that already going, or is that going to start soon?
It's going to be ongoing.
Oh,
so
okay.
It starts in July, and it will be ongoing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yep.
I know you said volunteers, and I know that that's a big thing. As a nonprofit ourselves,
right,
we really rely on our volunteers. So how can people volunteer, or what is it? What do you require for a volunteer?
Okay. First, how? So one thing that we have a lot of individuals that have a need for furniture. We have a great furniture bank. Our communities have come together and they've donated a lot of great furniture, but we have individuals that don't have a way to get it to their house. So we need people with trucks that can deliver furniture.
Oh, wow.
On a Saturday morning, on an evening, if you can get a group of neighbors.
A men's group even.
Ooh, a men's group.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Or a strong women's group. I mean, I don't care what the gender is, but you know, if you've got a truck and you can move some furniture, we have people that right now are sleeping on recliners, kids that are sleeping on floors because we can't get the beds to them.
Mm.
So if you can help us move furniture, and the only requirement is willing hands, right?
Mm, yes.
So contact us at the Hope Center. You would contact Tisha Miller. She is our volunteer coordinator. She's our director of community. And then you can contact me through the Compassion Department, and we'll make a connection and be able to get furniture to people. I have three families right now that need delivery of furniture.
Okay.
Right.
So they can't get their furniture until
somebody steps up. And then
our
clothing store is opening up July 1st, and we need people who can help sort clothes, hang them up in the store. And then if there's anybody out there that's always wanted to work in a clothing boutique,
there you go.
We have opportunity for you.
Nifty.
So, yeah.
And this is all I know on your website as well. There's volunteer opportunities listed there. It's also on your Facebook page, I'm assuming?
It is.
All right.
And Compassion. The Compassion
and the
group.
Compassion page. So definitely connect. I guess people could just call as well. You want to give the phone number and the website?
Sure. The phone number is 937-303-4209. And you can reach out to us on the web at thehopecenterohio.org.
Yes, HopeCenterOhio.org.
I almost said .com, .org.
No, I did that in plenty of times myself, so okay. I know not to do that. All right, well, that is our community spotlight for today. Lori, thank you so much for coming in and helping us to know what your needs are, because I know there's generous people out there that are going to want to help you guys out. And that is our community spotlight. Again, the Hope Center. Online, it's HopeCenterOhio.org, or you can give them a call over there if you're interested in volunteering or donating, or if you just simply need assistance. They also have a Facebook page, so you can look for Hope Center Marysville. You'll be able to find it there. The phone number, 937-303-4209. Hope that you enjoyed that spotlight, and you can probably think of somebody that might need it.
We're community supported Shine FM.